As BC grapples with boosting its low housing supply, policy lessons from other cities across the globe could offer a blueprint on how to do it right. That's according to a September 26 report from the BC Real Estate Association, BCREA, which concludes that evidence from Auckland, New Zealand, shows certain policy changes can achieve a 50% increase in housing permits in less than a decade while also lowering housing costs. Housing starts per capita in BC are historically low, said the BCREA report. But if housing starts increase 50% by the end of this decade, activity would be in line with that of 1990s. By implementing housing policies that encourage upzoning, or increasing the amount of developable land, the metropolitan Kiwi city experienced a housing boom and a softening in prices. Our report is really about how do we finally address that problem and mismatch between supply and demand, BCREA chief economist Brendan Augmundson said in an interview. He said the report is about finding a long-term picture on housing supply. Auckland implemented what the report describes as an aggressive upzoning strategy in 2016. The Auckland Unitary Plan, AUP, increased floor space ratios on about three-quarters of residential land in the region, allowing for wider structures and more units to be built on properties. If you can expand the amount of floor space to the lot size, that means you can use different types of houses. You can have a duplex or a triplex that could be used on the entire lot, said Augmundson. It just expands the type of unit that you can build, and it expands the economics and the attractiveness of building. Home prices in BC have increased by 40% since the beginning of the pandemic, with new rental costs rising by a similar amount, the report said. To mitigate against this, the BCREA says the AUP strategy can be used to help guide BC's Homes for People plan, introduced by Premier David Eby in April 2023. The multi-billion-dollar plan aims to build more homes as quickly as possible and includes plans to allow 3 to 4 homes on a traditional single-family detached lot. EB teased the introduction of the legislation for this fall at last week's Union of BC Municipalities convention. If we pursue these types of reforms and we can really increase building, especially in the missing middle, it's going to have really positive benefits, said Augmundson. We could see real beneficial improvements in affordability, but probably not till close to the end of this decade. So it's going to be a wait. Vancouver City Council voted to approve a missing middle housing motion on September 15. The decision will permit up to 6 homes on lots previously reserved for single-family homes or duplexes. For larger lots, up to 8 homes for secured rental housing will be allowed. The term, missing middle, refers to housing types that could fall between single-family homes and condominium towers. While Vancouver's motion allows for more units to be built, it doesn't expand the usage of the lot in the same way that the AUP did, Augmundson said. Studies cited in the report show that rents for 3-bedroom units in Auckland were 22% to 35% lower than a control group, which represents what rental prices would have been without the AUP. For 2-bedroom units, there was a 14% to 21% decrease in rents when compared to the control group. Auckland is not the only place that has seen success from upzoning policies. Minneapolis, Minnesota, became the first city in the U.S. to eliminate single-family zoning in late 2018. States such as California, Oregon, and Washington have also introduced policies to end single-family zoning. C.L. Wilson at glaciermedia.ca